Lynch looks, floating, and it is caught! Touchdown! McCray Burke, what a throw! Kenyon Barger backs up, takes it at the 9, moves to his left, comes across the 10, at the 15, 20, cuts back at the 30, he's at the 40, he's looking for room at the 50, running to his right, at the 30. The Cardinals have an angle, and he is finally brought down at the 15. Into the end zone goes Zach Ertz, touchdown! He is going deep, and it is caught at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Torrey Smith, the bomb! It's a running play for a loss, and unceremoniously slammed down by Timmy Jernigan. The backpedal, here comes the rush. They hit him, they sack him, it's Vinnie Curry! The ball is spotted, the kick is away, and it's blocked. Wentz on third down takes a low snap. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He is floating it deep. And it is caught by Aguilar at the 20. Cuts back at the 10. At the 5. He is in for the touchdown.
Oh,
a 72-yard bomb to Aguilar. And it is Blunt on the carry. At the 20. 25. 30. 35. 40. 45. 50. They can't stop the train. Oh, he is something.
And yes, Merrill and Mike had a good time on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, as we all did. The Eagles big over the Arizona Cardinals. We're here to talk about that and look ahead to Thursday night game. 4-1 Eagles, 4-1 Panthers, should be fun. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And before we get into Arizona, let's just talk about the short week. It is a groggy NovaCare Complex on Monday. The players given the morning off, come in the afternoon. How do you get back on these 3 days?
Usually you try to enjoy a victory like they had on Sunday for a couple of days. And now when you have a short week, you have no time to enjoy the victory. You get after the film right away, first thing Monday morning. You try to get into the weight room. The biggest and most important thing is you get the game plan early. You have to make sure that the coaches give the players a game plan as first thing, as early as they can, so you can try to digest that. Then the second thing is you have to get your body ready and prepared to play on a short week, which is very hard. A lot of players aren't feeling better until Wednesday or Thursday. In this case, they don't have that opportunity. They don't have that luxury to say, we'll wait a little bit longer to get ready. They have to get their body ready right now and prepare to play.
Brian, you had some great success on Thursday nights. I mean, did you feel as you would have had the game on Sunday, do you recall?
Well, you know, for me, Dave, to be honest, practice just wasn't my thing. I love to practice. I love to get better. But anytime that you have the ability to rest, in which a lot of coaches rest their veteran guys, their more key guys, the guys that get worn down a little bit more, like myself, especially on those short weeks, they rest them a little bit more. I had more rest on those short weeks than I did in the longer weeks when we played on the next Sunday. And so for me, it was a great opportunity to kind of get my body back and prepare myself mentally without going out there working physically.
All right, we'll talk about Thursday night and 2-4-1 teams. Practice. Wait, let's remember this quote. Practice wasn't my thing.
We're talking about practice here.
Okay, here we go again. That's good stuff. All right, let's talk about the Eagles and that win over the Arizona Cardinals. We'll talk about the offense presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. And what a performance from the Eagles. 21 points in the first quarter. The Eagles hadn't scored 21 points in a quarter since 2013. Carson Wentz, check these numbers out, 11 of 12, 225 yards and 3 touchdowns on third down. So the Eagles, Brian, we saw the explosiveness come back to this offense.
Well, that's something that we haven't seen in a long time. We've been kind of dink and dunk and 20-yard pass, 30-yard pass, things like that. But when you have an element where you can have a guy go 50, 60 yards down the field, that makes a defense play you in a whole different way. You can't go cover zero because we have guys that can run past you. You can't just man us up because we have guys that can run past you like Torrey Smith did. This opens a lot of things up for this offense. Then you throw in the run game, the play-action game. This is a play caller's dream scenario. You have guys that has explosive plays down the field, and you have a quarterback that can give them the ball.
So last year the offense was built around formations and matchup, creating favorable matchups, and the Eagles certainly do that now. But when you've got Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith and an emergent and resurgent, I guess is the word, Nelson Aguilar, and then you've got Zach Ertz, a tight end who's playing better than any tight end in the league, And then running it, Brian, all of a sudden, is this offense for real? I mean, can you say that right now?
Well, what happens is last year we were limited, and the defense didn't have to cover but certain parts of the field because we already knew you're trying to get the ball to Ertz, you're trying to get the ball to J-Mac, and that's all the defense was concerned about. Now when you have these big-time receivers on the outside, Torrey and Alshon, Ertz still in the middle, now the defense has to widen the zones that they actually check, and it opens things up for your quarterback. They have to respect the run game with Blunt. They have to respect the tight end with Ertz, and now you have a quarterback that's putting the ball where only receivers can catch it. That just makes your offense click. Of course, the things are going well because you have a quarterback that has confidence, and you have guys that are catching the ball and making big plays.
Your read on Carson Wentz, who had 4 touchdown passes on Sunday, the first time in his career he attained that level. Interception at the end of the first half was regrettable in the red zone, not a good play. But Carson and the jump that he's taken, Brian, is he a top 10 quarterback in this league?
Well, the way that he's playing right now, of course he is. He's not turning the ball over very often. He's throwing the ball, and this is the key thing for quarterbacks. He's putting the ball in places where only the receivers can get it, and they're catching it and able to run with the football. There's only a few quarterbacks throughout the league that have that ability. Right now, the way that Carson is playing, he has that type of ability. Here's the other thing. There's teams like Aaron Rodgers. They don't have much of the run game. Tom Brady doesn't have much in the run game. But Carson, he has that ability to have a little bit of a run game, but also his passing game. He's able to carry this football team with his arm. And you add in a run game and guys that have that capability, that makes his offense so much more dynamic.
Brian, the success this team has had on third downs, another 9 conversions and 14 attempts on Sunday, is remarkable. Talking to the players afterward, it was really the emphasis they've put on practice on third down conversions. How do you practice it? How do you become so good at it? And can you sustain this kind of success? Obviously, you want to operate more in third and short. That first drive yesterday, the Eagles converted 2 third and 11 plays. How do you get so good at it?
Well, first of all, you have to practice it. The second thing, you have to have coaches that are willing to sit down with your quarterback and break down exactly what he could potentially see. You see in all these long plays, all these touchdown plays, Carson understands he's getting man-to-man on the outside. He's getting man-to-man with Nelson in the middle of the field. He understands exactly what the defense is doing. And so now he knows where exactly to throw the football, and he has guys on the outside that can just flat-out run. Nelson ran past the defender. Torrey ran past the defender. Now you have a quarterback understanding what the defense is presenting, and you got guys on the outside that can go make those types of plays.
Very exciting. We'll see if the Eagles can duplicate that performance on Thursday against a really good Carolina defense, a front that's dangerous, secondary that's much better than we saw really in the past few weeks here. I'm excited about this.
I'm excited, too. It's going to be a great test for this offense that has been clicking these last couple of weeks. Now we have to continue to put things together and to see if it can work against a better defensive team.
That is our look at the Eagles offense from that 34-7 win over Arizona, presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. We're going to take a look, of course, at a dominant defense, a special teams that keeps winning. When we return to Eagles 360, though, we want to break down some big plays. One of them, Torrey Smith, back in the offense in a big way. We'll be right back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity, he catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. Right? You like hearing that? It doesn't get old, does it?
No, it never gets old. Of course not.
Well, you certainly deserve it.
Thank you.
We've got a Hall of Fame induction coming up in a couple of weeks. David Akers, the 2017 Eagles inductee into the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame. That'll be at halftime of the Eagles game against the Washington Redskins between now and then, of course, a Thursday night game at Carolina. We want to take a look back at the big win against Arizona. One of the plays, Torrey Smith, the 59-yard touchdown play. Our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. Here's Fran Duffy.
How about these wide receivers? Let's get them involved. It's third down again for this Eagles offense, and Carson Wentz comes up with a huge throw. Let's see what he's looking at pre-snap. The Eagles are going to run a little mesh concept here with three crossing routes over the middle of the field. You're going to see one crossing route. Here's a second crossing route, and you're going to get one third crossing route over the middle. That's Carson Wentz's progression. He's going to try and work to the sticks or for a first down line. But really what you're going to see here are these two shallow safeties for Arizona. And I think this is an alert. When Carson sees these two safeties right near midfield, he knows what he's got at the top of the screen with Torrey Smith running a deep post. And he sees, you know what, with Torrey's deep speed, I really like this matchup. And we're going to watch the route that Torrey Smith runs here as he's going to attack vertical down the field and watch how good of a job he does getting in this cornerback's blind spot. Right now, this corner can't see him. It's almost like when you're driving in a car down 95 and there's a guy on your left side, you cannot see him. That's exactly where Torrey Smith is. This corner does not have eyes on Torrey. He thinks it's going to be a vertical route. He sees all this garbage going on underneath. Little does he know that Torrey Smith's about to break inside for a deep post route, and there is so much real estate out here for Carson Wentz to deliver this football, and he delivers a strike to Torrey Smith for a huge touchdown throw on third down. Great protection up front from the Eagles offensive line as we let this roll. And you can see what kind of a throw this is from Carson Wentz. He puts this on the money to Torrey Smith right between the numbers for a huge touchdown. It was great to see them hook up for their first score of the 2017 season. A great third down conversion that came from a great pre-snap read from Carson Wentz.
Thanks so much, Fran. Clearly, Torrey Smith, who wanted to get involved in the offense in a positive way after struggling in the first quarter of the season. Brian, he starts things off the right way, and boy, what a difference that speed makes.
Well, you redeem yourself, but you bring Torrey Smith here for one reason. Stretch the field, get down the field, make defenses pay for bringing their safeties up close to the field. And he does a great job of just using raw speed and just power getting past this defender. He's wide open. Here's the other thing that you see in the play. Carson has underneath receivers that are wide open. They're crossing the field, crisscrossing. But again, because he's a smart guy, he understands where's the one-on-one matchup. He sees Torrey one-on-one. As soon as that safety takes one step forward toward the line of scrimmage, he knows he has Torrey Smith over the top. Another great throw, catching the football in stride, scoring. It's great to see Torrey get back, kind of get that horse off his back, redeem himself for some of the drops he's had in the past couple weeks.
And a great end zone celebration with the baseball, you know.
I'm glad the celebrations are back.
I mean, this is really fun. Speaking of celebrations, Nelson Agholor had one, his big play, the touchdown catch and run, our second All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. Here is Fran Duffy.
All right, let's wrap this up now by looking at Carson Wentz's fourth and final touchdown pass. This time, a 75-yard bomb to Nelson Agholor over the top. Came on third and 19, third and a mile here for this Eagles offense. And pre-snap, Arizona's showing a single high look, but this won't be single high. This is going to be pressure, a cover zero pressure from this Arizona front. Now, what is cover zero? Well, cover zero means you're going to have straight man coverage across the field with zero safety help, hence the cover zero. There will be no safety in the middle of the field here for the Cardinals, and the Eagles are expecting this. As we let this run, you're going to see that they run the perfect concept against cover zero because you're going to get Alshon Jeffrey here at the bottom. He's running a little bit of a comeback route, holding that corner to that side. Here's Nelson Agholor. He's matched up on the rookie defensive back, Buda Baker, and Nelson Agholor is going to run straight across the field. There is a ton of space here for Carson Wentz to deliver this football. There's no way that Buda Baker is covering this much ground. And how about this pocket from this Eagles offensive line? They do a great job blocking out this all-out blitz. They've got more defenders than the Eagles have blockers. They find a way to get it done. Carson Wentz steps up and delivers a beautiful ball to Nelson Agholor in the open field as we let this run. And you're going to see Nelson just go out and make a play. This is an outstanding job, tracking the football over his shoulder, reeling it in with a fingertip grab, and then making a play in the open field. He makes Baker miss. He gets into the end zone. I love the swag, falling in backwards. He looks like he's a USC. He's having a ton of fun. I love seeing that from Nelson Agholor. Outstanding day. 34 points for the Philadelphia Eagles offense here against the Arizona Cardinals. A huge day, and hope to see it again on Thursday night.
All right, Brian, let's talk about Nelson Agholor, who last year was basically sent to the sidelines to regather himself. It worked. And this is one of the reasons I think the players really love Doug Peterson. He has a feel for what the players need.
Nelson needed some time to get himself together. And I think part of gaining that confidence is getting some balls thrown his way and successfully catching those things. I think the pressure is off Nelson just a bit. You bring in Alshon, which is a good thing. You bring in a veteran that can help him. Torrey Smith, same type of thing. Then you have a quarterback that says, I don't care what you did last year. I understand that you're a good player. I'm still going to give you chances. Again, another great opportunity for a young guy in Nelson who has a skill set. That's why he's drafted in the first round, to use his speed, to use his playmaking, open field ability, catch the football in stride, another great throw. But then he makes a guy miss and then gets in the end zone. Some of these players in the league will catch the ball and fall right there, no yards after the catch. Nelson is a special player because he has the speed to get past the defender, but then make a guy miss and get into the end zone. These big plays will help you out as the season progresses.
Is he the most talented or explosive athletic receiver the Eagles have?
He's the most explosive receiver that they have, very easily. I mean, he's a guy that can go get it. You saw the speed. He is able to change gears. There's not many people in the league that have the ability to change gears. It looked like DeSean Jackson running down the middle of the field there for a minute, and I think he's stronger and more powerful than DeSean, almost just as fast. And so he's a guy that I think can help, and his role in the offense will continue to grow.
Our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll talk about the Eagles defense, which showed some wrinkles on Sunday, and a special teams group that didn't rely on Jake Elliott per se, but still came up with big plays to win the day. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today. Hit the beach this spring with me, Dave Spadaro, and your favorite Eagles players and alumni. Travel to Maljade Riviera Cancun in Riviera Maya, Mexico, for a getaway full of special activities and VIP events. Packages include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, unlimited luxury hotel accommodations, plus all meals and drinks. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
Since 1904, Philly's top sandwich pros and homemakers have always started the exact same way, with those legendary rolls baked fresh daily. Want to make the very best sandwiches? Always start with the very best sandwich rolls. Amorosos.
Why Philly sandwiches are world famous at your favorite supermarkets and food stores.
Don't overpay for your diamonds. For more than 30 years, Golden Nugget Jewelers has been cutting and polishing the most beautiful ethical diamonds in the world and selling them at factory direct prices. We are proud to be the only authorized dealer in Philadelphia for Tacori, Verragio, and Michael M.
And a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Check out our 5-star reviews online, then visit us on Jewelers Row and see why we sell more loose diamonds than any other retailer in the tri-state area. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Dave and Brian here. The Eagles defense shutting down the one-dimensional Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. I'm not sure there's a lot to talk about here, Brian, because we wanted to see what the Eagles had against this fleet group of receivers, and they clamped down.
Which we can talk about is a secondary that has a lot of new pieces that are slowing down good receivers, with good quarterbacks. They're making them work. Patrick Robinson in particular, playing inside and outside, has done a great job. And really an addition in the offseason that no one really thought was going to make the team early on. But he continued to impress, playing in the slot, playing outside corner. That's been impressive. It's also great to see Bo Allen, this front four, finally getting to the quarterback. Benny Curry getting the sack. Brandon Graham, who does better than any defensive end in the league at playing the pass and the run, playing with passion and being a leader. These guys are finally getting it. And now Jim Schwartz, as a defensive coordinator, has the ability to say, we're going to throw four at you, and we are allowed to play coverage because we know our front four can make a difference.
It is remarkable, Brian. Without Ronald Darby, without Fletcher Cox, Eagles still bringing the pressure up front, coverage on the back end, getting takeaways, really shutting down the run game. I mean, and I got to give credit for Jim Schwartz on that, some of those funky third downs, rushing four and basically playing a prevent shell.
You'll never get a first down that way, but you have to go through seven other guys just to get the first down. They never work, and that's a great way to kind of play the defense, which is weird. Never thought about it when I was playing.
Well, good thing you didn't have to.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. All right, the special teams. How about this? A Kenyon Barner emergence. Who is Darren Sproles? Only one of the great punt returners of all time. Well, the Eagles got two big returns from Barner on Sunday. And, Brian, I know you are high on Kenyon. Yeah. He's more of a north-south runner. But we saw some speed and some missability. The guy showed like he can be a big-time punt returner in this league.
I've always liked Kenyon Barner since when he first got here after with Chip. And because he's able to make people miss, he's explosive, he's elusive. And then when it's time to kick in that next gear, he has the ability to do that. And we saw all those things in a punt return. He made a couple guys miss, made some small short-range moves, and then he just ran away. I think if he's in better shape, he scores there. But this is a great opportunity for this football team to win the field position war. You have a guy back there just like Darren Sproles that can win that war and take the ball from the 20-yard line to the 40 or 50-yard line. Now for your offense, this makes great sense. You don't have to go 80 yards anymore. Now you're only going 50 or 60 yards. It helps this offense out in tremendous ways. And you never know in what game it's going to play and have the most impact in. The Giants game 2003, you never know. We're losing that football game. We're able to change the field position, get a touchdown on one special teams play. That's how important special teams can be.
And then add to that a blocked field goal from Robinson. Kickoff coverage was fantastic. Eagles kicking to the goal line to cover in the kickoff game. Two more Jake Elliott field goals, perfect on his PATs. The Eagles special teams keep rolling along.
We played the best back when I was playing. Our offense was clicking, our defense was clicking, and we had the number one special teams in the league. If this team wants to continue to be good, they're going to need all three phases to win.
All right. That's what we see. That's what we saw, 34-7 over the Arizona Cardinals, and that is what we will take from that game. We've got some things to look forward to, of course, here ahead. Amoroso's On the Menu segment for Tuesday here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app. Head coach Doug Peterson in studio with me. Glenn Macnow, as well as my co-host, his takeaways from the game, the win over Arizona. And then Ike Reese in the studio, a little tape study with head coach Doug Peterson. And then, Brian, you and I, let's turn our attention to Thursday. Carolina coming off a big win in Detroit. Back-to-back wins on the road, New England and Detroit. Yep. Will be a tough spot for the Eagles to win.
Tough spot. Of course, you're going on the road, and you're playing one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league. And it's rare because you normally don't get guys that have the ability to throw the ball down the field and be able to run you over like Cam Newton can do. This is going to be a tough spot for the defense. They have to be disciplined. They have to understand the rush lanes and play good, solid, fundamentally sound football because Cam could hurt you in so many different ways. And now he has some weapons down there. Benjamin on the outside. McCaffrey coming out of the backfield. Some guys that can get it done. Dixon coming out of the tight end slot. He has guys that can get it done. We have to make sure that we watch everybody and make sure we play fundamentally sound football.
It will be a very physical game. That's 2-4-1 teams on Thursday night. That'll do it for Brian and for me. Eagles 360 returns on Tuesday. Glenn Macnow in studio. Brian Westbrook, have a great day.
You too,
see
brother.
You next week, man.
Sounds good.
And thanks for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.